the sake of the tape, your first name?
June.
June? June, what I see is that you have many treasures in your heart. And the Lord, desires to be able to have you enjoy those treasures. But to be able to hold on to the treasures is the Lord asks to give it up. There's a surrender that's required in your life. And it's all about treasure. It's like a jewelry box. It's all of what you wear. It's who you are, and there's things that are very special and precious to your heart. And the fascinating thing is some of the most precious things. It's very similar, even the thought of what I was mentioning about in Exodus chapter 12 is you become attached to a lamb. And our hearts can be so touched by it, and the treasures of the heart. And sometimes it can seem like there's a pull and a tear of those treasures that we've had in our life. And they've been torn away, and it can seem almost, it can seem so difficult. But in actual fact, when we release the treasure to the Lord, only what we give away can we keep. Only what God possesses can he bless. And I believe that what the Lord is doing in your life right now, it's a time of deep surrender to the Lord, and it can seem like it's a loss, but in actual fact, in the economy of God, every loss is really a gain. And so I speak into your life the gain and the profit of the Lord, P-R-O-F-I-T, and that there's even a story of Philemon who, and it's a play on words, but it seems as though this person didn't have profit, and yet God said, you are profitable. It's for John Mark of Acts chapter 15 when Paul said, in chapter 15 of the book of Acts, that he didn't have any need of Mark. And it was what seemed to be lost to the kingdom because of Paul's posture. But then you read in the book of 2 Timothy where Paul says, you know, Mark, you're profitable. I want you to come and visit me because you're profitable. And there's a divine exchange. What I sense the deepest is there's a divine exchange that's been going on in your life in this time frame that I'm seeing. And it's the exchange where it can seem as though in the economy of mankind that you lost something. But in God's economy, it's the gain. But to keep it, you had to release it. To gain more for this next season, it seems like a loss, but it's really a gain. In the words of Philippians, of Paul in Philippians chapter 3, those things I counted gain, for himself, he counted them loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And so I just speak into your life. The strength of your life at this time is Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. Those who, June, you who wait upon the Lord will exchange your strength. You will mount up with wings as eagles. You'll run and not be weary. You'll walk and not faint. And that young people who would think that have more energy and strength than you would be wrong, because you've tapped into the divine exchange of the Lord. I don't know what it is I'm speaking of. Sometimes, you know, when people are receiving a word, they think that you've got it all. I don't know what I'm speaking of, but I know that there's been a divine exchange. There's a debit column and there's a credit column. There have been losses and there are gains. And I'm telling you, in the economy of God, you've gained. And I speak that blessing into your life that you would never feel like you've lost out in any way. In Jesus' name. I always love to hear afterward, by the way. You don't have to tell me now, but I always love to hear. I've done it for years of asking people to tell me afterward what that meant. For you, your first name?
Ryan.
Ryan? Ryan, what I sense and see about you most is from Ephesians chapter 1, that your eyes would be enlightened, that you would, in fact, from Revelation as well, but don't take the Laodicean churches that you're like Laodicea, but there's an anointing upon your eyes. It's a seeing anointing that you will, at this point in your life, be able to differentiate and see those things that are truly important and those things that aren't as important. For you, it's not a matter of, you know, this is sin and this is holy, because, you know, most of us should be able to see that. But it's to be able to distinguish between the good and God's best. And so I just say right now, I just, with your permission, I put my hands over your eyes and I anoint your eyes to see, that you would see as Elisha prayed for his servant Gehazi, to see that greater are those who are for you than those who are against you. And that while at times it can seem as though the scales have tipped and you wonder whether everything's going to work out, the Lord says he's going to give you eyes to see that where you are, it's, you don't have to worry about help coming from a far off place, but like Hagar in Genesis, I believe it's chapter 16, Hagar was, there's another place of Hagar too where she's with Ishmael and she's ready to die, but her eyes are enlightened and she sees that there's an oasis, there's a pool. And I believe that you're going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I just speak this scene. Taste and see, the psalmist says, that the Lord is good. You're going to see things in this new season that you haven't seen before. And I just say that your eyes would be open so that you would have the ability to see, because many times the Lord will require us. It's the story from John chapter 21. John chapter 21. You'll have to figure it out. You'll find it. I think it's John chapter 21 where Thomas was wanting to be able to first touch. And then he could believe. And the Lord told him to believe and then he would see. And there is a faith in you, I believe, that God wants to give, that you would have through the eyes of faith to see those things that are yours, and that you'd inherit the promises for this time of your life. There's something about this time in your life where you're going to be making choices and decisions, and it's important for you to see those things. You know, not everything behind door number one and door number two are good. They can try to bait you to take door number one or door number two, but for you, it's to be able to see through the door and to be able to see that God has good things for you and to believe it, that you would again taste and see that the Lord is good, that his mercy endures forever on you. So at this time in your life, a formative time, a time of decision making, a time of deciding some things that are really important for your life, I just speak a seeing anointing upon you. And I'm not being mystical. I'm simply saying that the blinders would come off, the fog would be blown away, and you would have great clarity in the decision making processes that you're walking in. And that by faith, you would be able to see it even before it's there in the natural. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Now, as Pastor Doug is speaking these words out, you sitting there and you're thinking, you hear something, you have a witness in your spirit that that's you. Grab a hold of it.
Yeah.
Grab a hold of it. You receive it too. You take it too for you as you hear these words. Thaddeus, why don't you come on up here?
Oh, I was going to prophesy over you.
Good.
Isn't that fascinating? Or did you call him up for something else?
No.
I was going to prophesy over you. There's such a touch of God in your life. Yeah, anyway, we'll get to you in a second. So what's your first name?
Josh.
Josh? The fascinating thing about you, Josh, is it can take the long way for you to get somewhere, but he'll get you there. And it's a journey. It's a journey, and what I see is a lot of trust. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. That's a song I'm quoting, an old song. And what it means is there are times where you will not see far ahead. And it's got, you know, all of the experiences of life, and you might have been through a few things. You kind of lived a life. You look real young to me, but you might have had a number of experiences by now. But if you will trust the Lord, trust and obey, you will see. Even when you couldn't feel him and there was no supporting evidence, he's been there all the time. It's interesting, I'm getting songs with you, and they're old songs. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. And what it means is, you know, you look around, you think, Jesus, where are you? He says, I'm right here, don't worry. But it's trust. To be able to trust him in all of what your world would have going on, you will trust and you'll see. Trust in the Lord, it's Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own thinking, your own understanding, but in all your ways, just be in love with Jesus, and you'll discover that he'll guide and direct your life. And so what I sense is it's more of guidance for your life at this time, to trust him in the guidance. And you might be saying, oh God, you know, if you just talk to me and, you know, just yell it out to me, I'll do it. Lord said, I've got something better for that than that. I want you to walk and trust me that when you get up in the morning, it's Psalm 139. You're down sitting, you're uprising, just believe that where can I ever go from your presence? You're there in the shadows. You'll lead me and guide me. And so I just, your first name again?
Josh.
I just speak that wherever you put your feet, Josh, just that the Lord will guide you. And as you put one foot in front of the other, I just see you getting out of bed, going to bed, going through the routine of life, that God would break into the routine for you and you'd trust him. That in all the things that would surround you and be part of your life at this time, you'd say, I'm not worried a bit. I'm trusting in the Lord. Psalm 37, delight yourself in the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. Don't worry about those who are prospering and they're doing bad things. You trust in the Lord and rest in him, that God has all the things worked out for you. And so if you can, trust and obey. You willing to do that? I'll let you say it out loud. You willing to do that?
Absolutely.
Okay. I just come into agreement with you, Josh. In the name of Jesus, receive a walk with God like Enoch, where he just trusted the Lord every day. And his testimony was he walked with God. And it was supernatural. It was powerful. And so I'm just praying for 365 days of the year for you, that you're going to trust in the Lord with all your heart, and you're going to see goodness. And you're going to see this guidance is what comes to me. You'll see that the Lord will lead you and guide you in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. And you, Thaddeus, is that your name? For real? What was the guy's name who took the place of Judas? Was it? Yeah. Was it? Matthias? Who's Thaddeus?
He's one of the apostles.
He was one of the 12 apostles. It was another name for one of them. Was it Thaddeus? Another name for Matthew? I'll have to do my homework on you.
Jude Thaddeus?
I know he's there somewhere. But what I see on you. Here, I'll talk to you as Thaddeus. We'll figure out which apostle you are. But you're handpicked by Jesus, and that the touch of God is on your life, and what it means is that there can be lots of kids. Well, how old are you? 10, 12?
10.
10. I was stuck with the first number I gave. 10 years old, and there can be all sorts of 10-year-olds, girls and guys all over the place. And the Lord says, 2 Chronicles 16 and verse 9, the eyes of the Lord are going all across the whole world. And he says he's looking for certain ones whose hearts are toward him. And you, Thaddeus, in the name of Jesus, you've caught the eye of the Lord. I don't know who your mom and dad are, but you have caught the eye of the Lord. And there is a grace and a touch of God upon your life for good. And I don't want to throw you off. I'm careful in talking to you as a 10-year-old. But when I say there's ministry in your life, what I would say to you is guard your heart. It's Proverbs chapter 4. Guard your heart, and I'll explain what this means, and keep it with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And that is, your heart is so precious. James chapter 4, the Lord, Holy Spirit, jealously yearns over your heart. There's something precious about your heart. And the Holy Spirit jealously yearns over it. What this means is, you are very special in the eyes of the Lord, and that your heart is not to be given to the world. Your heart isn't to be given to money. You may have all sorts of these things. You know, your heart will have to go to school. You'll do all normal things. But I'm talking about giving yourself. Your heart is to be given to the Lord. You are the Lord's. And because you seek first, Matthew 6 and 33, this is being recorded, Matthew 6 and 33, because you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you've set the Lord always before you. Psalm 16, you've set the Lord always before you. In his presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. He will show you the path of life, Thaddeus. And I just speak, I confirm the call of God upon your life. There's something that comes to me, if I got my Bible, I don't even need it. I believe it's Ezekiel 9, where it says that the Lord would put a mark, like just a mark on those that were his. And you've been marked for God. When I saw you there, I was going to just speak over you, because it was so clear to me, the mark of God upon your life. You're not to be, you will, I'm not trying to tell you that you're not going to be able to play soccer and you can't have a girlfriend or something like that. But I'm telling you, your first choice is Jesus. And for you, it's as you always keep him first, all of God's best will always be given to you. But for whatever reason, there seems to be just an extra something grace of God upon you. And it's for ministry, and it's the pleasure that the Lord has in you. And what I would say to you is, don't start something, continue what you're doing. That's what it is. You're on the right path. And so I just bless you. I just bless you. The breath of Holy Spirit, John 20, 21, of the breath of Holy Spirit, he breathed on his disciples and said, receive Holy Spirit in this new season in a fresh way. Bless your parents, wherever they are, whoever they are. I just bless you, and we'll figure out who you are, which disciple you are afterward. That'll be my homework, is to get on the ball and find out who you are, but I know you're one of them. You are. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Gordy, come on up, and you come on up and have.
You can sit down if you like. Bless your hearts. Gordon. What comes to me immediately is the ways of the Lord, and that there's a maturity about your heart where the Lord will entrust you with his ways. Psalm 103, Israel knew the acts of the Lord, but to Moses were entrusted his ways. Numbers chapter 12, there were others who God spoke to in dreams, enigmas, and dark sayings, but to Moses he spoke face to face, and it speaks of the close sharing together. And in Job chapter 29, it's around verse 4 or 5, speaks of Job and God. Prior to the trials of Job, God said, Job remembered when God spoke to him under the canopy or under a tent, and the lamp of the Lord was lit. There was such revelation. There is revelation of God, God's heart that he wants to share with you. It's Psalm 25 and verse 14. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and to those he will make known his covenant. And I believe that the Lord wants to show you his ways. And what it means is that he'll show you his secrets of how something should be done and what's being done. But you don't entrust precious things just to everybody. Neither would it be leveraging and saying, because I know this, you have to do it, Pastor, or something like that. But if you will commit yourself, especially to Pastor Billy, and share with him the things that the Lord would show you in the night seasons. And by that, I'm talking about the seasons where you're waiting upon God, and journal them and write them down and say, this is what the Lord's showing me. I believe that he wants to make known his ways to you, not of the previous season, but of this season and in the days to come. And it's like Daniel. There are some things that were to be written down, and it's like you'll write some things down and they'll be sealed for a time. The Lord will say, don't talk about it. And then it'll be opened up. But Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32, the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And there's a strength in your youth of having a heart that for some reason is in a place of maturity, where the Lord will entrust secrets to you. And on a negative side, don't cast your pearls before the swine. Don't just give them out to everybody because they'll trample them underfoot. But to receive, Colossians chapter 2, it's around verse 4, that in Christ are hidden the riches of wisdom and knowledge. Of Isaiah chapter 45, verses 2 to 5, 3 to 5, where it speaks that there would be treasures that would be in the dark places. And it's in the night seasons, it's in the dark places, and dark not being evil, but it's in the secret place when no one else sees you. I don't know whether you just, I'll tell you what I'm seeing is your time with the Lord. Is precious. You remind me of those who soak. You know, they put on some worship music and they're just soaking in there, you know, just with God. And I just see you as in that time, but now it's time to journal and to write the things that the Lord wants to share with you. And these things will be more precious than gold, more precious than rubies or silver, or in our currency, more precious than dollar bills, is the words that proceed from the mouth of the Lord. Here, Psalm 19. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. More to be desired than gold, yes, than much fine gold. The testimonies of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. Psalm 19, I just speak it over your head. I speak it into your heart, that Psalm 19 would be released in your life, that as in the morning, the first part of Psalm 19, as the sun comes up, so the word of the Lord goes across the earth. Let it cross your life morning by morning, night by night, and that you would receive the word of the Lord in Jesus' name, that is filled with richness, and it's like honey and the honeycomb, and that it would bring such nourishment to those who would eat from your lips in sharing what God has shown you of his ways. I just open this area up. As a spiritual father, I use my authority and take the key of Isaiah 22 and 22, and in the name of Jesus, I open up what has been shut up to this point, and I open it in the name of Jesus. And I close other doors, and in the name of Jesus, we just say, open, open up. King of glory, come in with this revelation at this hour, yes, in his life and through his life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.